All right. Well, we're going to look this morning at, I think we're going to start in John chapter 16, if you want to turn there. John chapter 16, verse 4. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, just regular John, St. John. John chapter 16, verse 4. With the Lord's help this morning, we're going to be looking at four things that Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will bring. And in thinking about this, some of the thinking that I have done late recently with the Lord's help, thinking along some of these lines, there's a lot of talk about the Holy Spirit in different ones around, and he does get credited for some things that maybe are not the case. I want to look today with the Lord's help at four things that the Holy Spirit does when he comes. And this is Jesus speaking in this chapter. He's going to tell us why he sent the Holy Spirit. And as this today is that we would not have maybe push back some confusion in the area, because there's people teaching all kinds of stuff. There's those that would teach that the Holy Spirit would cause you to make all kinds of strange noises and roll around on the floor. There's some that would teach that if you have it, then it's guaranteed all kinds of stuff. And we really need to look at what Jesus says and what is the purpose. And hopefully, as we look at this, we'll begin to understand God's purpose for the Holy Spirit and what some of the things are that happen when he comes. And I just want to start all by saying that I'm so thankful for him, for the Holy Spirit, because he is the one that gives guidance and direction. And that's one of the things, the fourth thing, rather, that we're going to mention today is he guides into all truth. Thank the Lord for that, because without his guidance to truth, I'm lost. I don't know if I should, and I've said this before, I don't know if I should go to Cuba or go to Crown Point. I don't know which way to go, because I need to go the way that he wants me to go. He knows who I need to have contact with today. He knows who I need to talk to and how I need to respond in situations. I don't know those things. And the minute we think we do, you're mistaken. We need his guidance. We need his guidance into all truth. So anyway, let's start with prayer this morning before we read this scripture, that the Lord would help us and help me especially. Heavenly Father, I need your help today as we look at your word once again. I'm nothing today. It's just your word speaking through me. You speaking to us today is what we need and want. We desire to hear from you, from your word. We're asking that you would move on our hearts, that we would understand, and Lord, that we would be challenged to a closer place with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 16 and verse 4, Jesus speaking here, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you them. And these things I said not to you at the beginning, because I was with you." Jesus is basically saying here, he says, I'm telling you that so later on you'll remember. And he says, I didn't need to tell you these things in the beginning because I was here with you. In other words, Jesus was here on earth with the people that were here. So he didn't need to. So in other words, if they needed to ask a question, or they needed to know what was right or what was wrong, or they needed healing, he was here. Now let's just pause for a second and realize that the reason that Jesus went away, he said, was so that he could send the Holy Spirit back, so that it would be the part of God, says it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the part of God that could be everywhere and with us in our hearts at all times, with each and every one of us. Whereas God the Son, when he was here, was limited because that was the way that God had chosen to come in human form to die for our sins. He was limited to that human body. So wherever he was at, that's where he was at. And so Jesus was telling us, has told us, that he was necessary, that he would go so that the Holy Spirit would come and be able to be Jesus living with us and in us. All right, let's keep reading here. Verse 5. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Verse 6. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. And I just said, you guys didn't even ask where I was going. And he says, you're sad. Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient, or that would be necessary, like quickly necessary, for you that I go away. So Jesus is telling us, it's necessary. It is important that I go away quickly for us. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. See, that comforter is in capital C. The comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus is saying, it's important that I leave quickly because I'm going to send the comforter or the Holy Spirit unto you. Verse 8. Now we're going to get into some of the things that Jesus says he's going, the Holy Spirit here will do. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So we see here that Jesus is saying when the Comforter comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, it will be to reprove the world of sin. Reprove would be to convict. Think of if you're convicted, you're found guilty, right? And so the first thing that we see here is that the Holy Spirit is sent to convict hearts of sin. In other words, that we realize that we're guilty of sin. Okay. The second thing there is, and of righteousness. To bring, and he's going to expound on this. We'll keep going. And of judgment is the third thing. Verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. The reason that there needs to be a conviction of sin is because there's people that do not believe in God, and they will not make it to heaven unless they are convicted of sin and realize their need of Jesus. The second, verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. And this is of righteousness, so that because Jesus was not going to be here himself, he said we need to have one that is righteous, that shows us what's righteous, that teaches us what the right way is, and that can bring righteousness into our lives. 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. It's just simple. The third thing here that the Holy Spirit brings is judgment, and that is because the devil, that's the prince of this world, the devil and those that serve him, those that do the things that he does, will be judged. Verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Jesus says, I have more things to say and to teach, but you can't handle it right now. He could have been talking about his disciples right there, but he could have also been saying that, hey, I've got more things that you need to learn. You've got more things that you need to learn from me. Think about let me think about the thought of walking in the light as we are walking in the way that God would have us to. As God's word shines in our hearts and in our lives, we call that light, right? That is light. We begin to see. And as we walk in the light, we step forward in what we see to do. And so we see that God is telling us that when the Holy Spirit comes, one of the reasons is because we need more guidance and direction. We've got a lot more to learn, okay? There's more things that he wants to teach us. When you're starting at the bottom, if you dump everything on us, we kind of overload. And so in his wisdom, as God has wisdom, and he is wisdom, and he is wise, knows that we need to walk. He needs to start and begin the process of walking in the direction that he would have us to go. All right, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, here he calls him the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and I shall show it unto you. Think about what Jesus told us in another scripture. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So here he says, look what he calls it, Spirit of Truth. It's the spirit part of truth, the spirit of Jesus, the spirit part of God. And he says, he's going to be the one that guides you into all truth. That's the fourth thing that we're going to look at today is guiding. The fourth purpose or thing here that's given that the Holy Spirit would do is to guide us into all truth. That's in verse 13 there. Let's just look at these four things quickly, or one at a time rather. The first one there out of verse 8 was when the Holy Spirit comes, that he would be reproving of sin, convicting of sin, awakening or knowing we would begin to know the fact that we are living in a place that is wrong and sinful. That's the first step. I want us to think today, and I this is a little bit different than I would normally do, but I want to create a visual in your mind of think about like the Zia sun. You know what I'm talking about, right? The circle in the middle, and the legs going out four ways, right? The four. I want you to think about the four places. And this is what come to mind. My mind today, as I was thinking along this, the four places that the wind comes from, and that's the north, the south, the east, and the west. Right, that's the four directions, and I want us to think about that because I believe that the wind helps us to understand the Holy Spirit because it's something that we don't see, but we know that it's there. Why do we know that the wind is there? Because it moves things around us. It causes things to happen. The wind is very much there. You can say, I don't believe in the wind because I don't see it. You're a fool. The flag's standing out like this. The car's pushed all over the road. The snow, the other day I was at the gas station, the snow was blowing completely sideways. It was windy. And I believe it, even though I couldn't see the wind. And so it's like that with the Holy Spirit. It's here. He's here. He's moving in our communities. He's moving in our lives. He's helping us in many different areas. And we know it to be true because we can see it all around us, the effects and how he is, he's moving and affecting lives and hearts. So think about these four directions that the wind could come from. And the first one, I'm going to put these four things that we just looked at out of God's word, the four things that he says that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives, or when he comes, he's going to bring. And the first one I would like to, if you were to thinking about that, that Zia San, or you were thinking about that, that north, south, east, and west, and you were to think of the west, I want you to think about when, before the storm comes, before the weather changes and the wind begins to come out of the west, all of a sudden something moves in our minds and in ourselves, and we say, you know what? I think the weather's going to change. It's either going to get cold, or it's going to be warming, or the rain's coming, the snow's coming. All of a sudden, when that begins to move, we begin to awaken and to realize that something's going to change. And I would like us to think about that today is the first thing that Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit does is he convicts, he reproves, he awakens, right? He begins to move into our hearts, and we realize that we're in a bad place, that we're in a place and we need someone to save us. We're in that place of bondage. We're in that place of chained up by sin and wrong choices, ruined relationships, and we've ruined our body, and we've ruined all of these things. And we, all of a sudden, the wind begins to blow across us. The Holy Spirit moves across us, and we're convicted in our hearts. We find ourselves in a place that we understand that we have done wrong, and we need Him. So we see that Jesus tells us the first thing that the Holy Spirit does is to convict hearts of sin. I think this is very important today, because there is some that would say that you can continue on and do whatever you want. You can live like the devil. You can be as dirty as a trash can inside, and you can still make it to heaven. And it's wrong, because we see here that God tells us that the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. That's the thing that He is showing us, that it's wrong. That's why we need Him. I want to look at a couple verses real quick that go along with this thought. Ephesians chapter 5. Let me read this to you. Ephesians chapter 5, verses, 11 and 12. 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So we see here that tells us that God doesn't want to have anything to do. Actually, I need to back up and give us a little bit of context. If you go back up to verse 9, he's talking about the fruits of the Spirit. This is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And he says here, the fruits of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now we know in Galatians chapter 3 or 5, I'm sorry, Galatians chapter 5, there it has the fruits of the Spirit. And talks about, here he's just referencing them. And he says, verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto God. These are the things that God is pleased with. And that's when he goes into verse 11. He says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. These are the fruits of darkness. The opposite of the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. This would be the fruits of darkness, right? And it says, having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, or say, you know what? Those are not right. That's not right. That's not the way that we live. In other words, we should be a part of that. Now, sometimes people that get over aggressive, and maybe they start hating on the people. And you notice it says here, have no fellowship with the works of darkness. That's different than no fellowship with the people, right? We're still supposed to love people, but not be a part of those wrong things that they're doing, okay? That's the simple Steve Archibald version, I guess. And then he just says there in verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. God has nothing to do with that. 1 John 1:5. Let's look there real quickly. 1 John 1:5. I'll read it to you here. Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. What's the message? That God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. What are we talking about? We're talking about the first thing that Jesus mentions there in John chapter 16 and verse 8, that when the Holy Spirit comes, that he's going to convict of sin, and that he's going to convince us of sin, and that he's going to awaken us to the fact that we have wrong things in our life that need to be forgiven. We have a heart that's wicked, that needs to be cleaned. So we looked at the west, right? The wind coming out of the west that would cause that moving and awakening in our lives that we realize. Think about this. This is the Holy Spirit, what he brings to this world around us, to our family, to our friends, to our communities, to the Navajo Nation, to the United States of America, and anywhere else that will pay attention and listen. The first thing is the is in out of the west. We have the moving of the Holy Spirit that begins to awaken and convict of sin. The second thing we have, I would like you to look at the east now. I would like you to think about when the sun comes up in the morning, or when you open your door to the east and the sunshine floods in, or that eastern breeze comes into the house. In other words, the picture today is a thing that enlightens, that brings cleansing, and that penetrates all the dark corners of the house. It makes it to every part. And this we'll see in the second thing that Jesus said is that it brings righteousness, that he's going to bring righteousness. He said that's because God is righteous, and he's going to be bringing that righteousness to us. Righteousness is a place or a thing that has no wickedness. So think about the opposite of wicked, the opposite of dark, the opposite of dirty. And that is righteousness. That is clean. That is cleansing. And without sin. And we see today that the second thing that Jesus says is that the Holy Spirit is going to bring that. Righteousness. Another word that we hear and that we use is sanctification. A heart that is cleaned. Without sin. And cleansing. And so I want us to think in our minds on the east side of that Zia sun, that it would be the sun, the eastern breeze in the springtime. Something, think spring cleaning. Think the east door of the Hogan's open and there's nothing hiding inside. It's clean. It lights there. The clean is there. He does that for us. That's one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit. The third one. This one I would like you to think today of the south. The wind blowing up out of the south. And I don't know exactly how to help us to understand this morning. In my mind, I'm thinking about law and order. I'm thinking about what is someone that has the power to say this is right and this is wrong. And I'm here to make that distinction. Thinking about like law enforcement, but bigger than that. That's coming up from the south, that their job is to say this is right and this is wrong. You're okay. And you're suffering the punishment because you're not okay. You're in the wrong. And this is the third thing that Jesus tells us this morning in his word, is that when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll bring judgment. Remember we said Jesus said, it's because the prince of this world will be judged. Sin and Satan and the devil will be judged. That's what Jesus says. That's not my version, that's his version. He says he will be judged. Works of darkness, works of wickedness will be judged. And it is the third part of the Holy Spirit's job that we see this morning is to judge. You know, we live in a place right now where it is, you'll see it on shirts, you'll see it on social media posts. Don't judge me. Only God judge me. And that is a true statement, because God in his Holy Spirit says, I will judge. Lord, help us this morning, because we're going to be judged by one that knows all, knows what we think, knows why we did the things we did, why we thought those things, and why, truly why. He's the one that understands, and he's the one that'll be judging. So the third thing this morning is the judgment out of the south. The fourth thing this morning would leave the north, right? What comes to mind when we think of the north? When I think of north wind, I would think cold. But when I think of North, I want you to think today of the guiding truth that has been used for hundreds and thousands of years by our ancestors. And that is the stars, the North Star, and the relation of where those are. That is how they used to know where to go. That is how you used to know at night. Sometimes to figure out how to get back home. That was the reference point. We know that these stars are here, and if I go this way, I'll get home. So the fourth thing today that Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit is for, and He's sent for, is to guide us into all truth. That's the fourth thing today. That's the one on the top of the Ziasun, the north side. He's the one that is our North Star. He's the one when the storm blows and everything's blown off course and we've ended up so far out we don't even know where we're at, that when the night sky comes and the stars pop out, we know that is the right way. No matter how dark it is, when situations begin to cloud and we begin to feel like, you know, it's upside down and we can't see straight, when people are saying things that they ought not to say, and when the government is doing things that it ought not to do, and when all kinds of things are going south, we look north and we say, you know what? This is the right way. And He says that this is the Holy Spirit that He's sending to us to live in us. It's like having that North Star in us to guide us and to help us. This is the most valuable thing. I mean, one of the most valuable things to me. To think that God would care enough about me, that He would want to have a relationship with me, that He would want to let me know. Number one, West Side, that He wants to let me know that I need Him, that I need to be forgiven of all those wrong things that I've done, that I need to have a heart that's cleaned. Lord, and that's the second thing, that He would be able to clean and that He would want to clean my heart, make me new in Him. The old things would pass away and all things would become new and clean. And then that He would bring judgment. Guess what? If you have been forgiven and you've been cleansed and you're not living in sin no more, you don't do those things anymore, then the judgment does not affect you because you're forgiven. It's not hell. You're not guilty anymore. And the same God that would do that would be there for me to give me the direction in the night, to give me the direction on where to go, what to say, what to do, how to respond in situations. That's the Holy Spirit this morning, and the four parts that God gave us in this John chapter 16 and verses 4 through 13. The four reasons why Jesus said, I have to go, because I'm going to send back the Holy Spirit that will provide these four things for you. You need it. I need it. We need Him. That's how we were intended to live. I want to make just another statement along these lines, is we don't just take part of the Holy Spirit. You don't just go on this earth and say, you know what? I'm only going to go north. I don't want to have anything to do with the wind from the west or anything from the south or anything from the east. I only want to have to do with things from the north. You can't do that. Anywhere you're at on this world, anywhere you're at, you find yourself in your life, you are directly attached to north, south, east, and west. You can't get away from it. You can go all the way north and you can still go north and you can still go south and you can still go east and west. Anywhere. And we see that it's like that with the Holy Spirit. We don't just skip over to the north side and be like, well, I want all the guidance and direction, but I'm going to keep all this nasty dirtiness inside. I'm still going to be a person that's evil and wicked. It doesn't work that way. We know by the scripture this morning that Jesus spoke with His own mouth that the Holy Spirit convicts of sin and judges sin, and he's the one that cleans us from the sin. And he's the one that guides us into all truth. Thank the Lord for that this morning. He's so good. He's so kind. His faithfulness to us, that he would meet us right here where we're at this morning and say, I want to forgive you. I want to clean you. I want to put you in a place. I want to judge you. And I want to guide you from here on. Thank the Lord for that. He's so good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word once again is spoken to my heart. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, for all that you're going to do, for the ways that you're working in our lives and in our families, in our communities. We need your Holy Spirit more than ever before, it seems. I need you. Each one here needs you. Help us, Lord, as we reflect on these things, to be challenged to serve you in the right ways, to not be distracted by the things that would push and say that this is the way the Holy Spirit is, and that's the way the Holy Spirit is, and this is what it looks like. Lord, that we would get down to truly why you sent the Holy Spirit. We love you this morning, this afternoon. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.